I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. West Marin Ranch families and workers finally find homes. Flood-prone San Rafael seeks investment solutions. Marin County takes a sweeping approach to climate change. Sonoma Parks may renew their funding. And King Mountain gets a public crown. A year and a half ago, 150 ranch workers and their families were told they had to depart their homes at Point Reyes National Seashore by March 1st. The 120 people who have chosen to stay have now found homes in West Marin, an area where housing is scarce. The effort required a public shelter crisis, organizational collaboration, and nearly $11 million in private, public, and philanthropic funds. Those who made it happen celebrated last week at the opening of a 14-unit interim housing community in Point Reyes Station. The project was headed by the nonprofit Community Land Trust Association of West Marin. Residents have already started to move in, while the association is starting to make plans for permanent housing on the site in the next 5 years. The displaced families included those who had to leave the National Seashore as part of a settlement between environmental groups and the National Park Service. An additional 30 people were relocated from the Martinelli Ranch on the mainland. The housing effort included the tiny homes plus 10 other properties throughout West Marin. San Rafael is seeking an opportunity zone for part of the Canal neighborhood. The program offers tax incentives for investors to fund projects in low-income communities by offering federal capital gains tax benefits. Local leaders are hoping to attract investment for economic development and climate resilience projects, but they want to avoid the displacement seen during the program's first decade. The Canal Alliance, which serves the vulnerable Latino population in the canal, wants stronger local oversight. Along with the city and the business community, they want to steer investment towards projects that benefit the community, like affordable housing and flood protection, rather than just towards speculative real estate. California has over 2,000 eligible census tracts, and the governor may nominate a quarter of them for a certification to the U.S. Department of Treasury by September 30th. The city has until July 25th to nominate their preferred tracts. If selected, the designation will go into effect January 1st. Marin County is moving towards a multi-jurisdictional approach to climate adaptation after years of fragmented planning among its cities. At Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, the county's new chief climate officer will present the strategy. The effort follows a 2024 state law requiring every shoreline community to complete an adaptation plan by 2034. The county is seeking state funding for a single plan involving six Marin communities. As of January, the state had made available $21.3 million in grants for sea level adaptation plans. Marin County estimates it'll need $17 billion in adaptation project funding. The county wants to become a backbone organization, connecting agencies, aligning strategies, and providing the technical expertise needed to win grants, as well as acquire public and private financing. Sonoma County Board of Supervisors voted to include a sales tax measure on the November ballot. The measure will extend an existing 8-cent sales tax that funds regional and city parks. If approved by 2/3 of voters, the tax would continue beyond its 2029 expiration without increasing the current rate. Measure M generates more than $15 million annually for park maintenance, trails, wildfire prevention, habitat restoration, and recreation programs. The funding is split between Sonoma County Regional Parks and the county's 9 cities. Hikers may soon get new public access to commanding views of Mount Tamalpais, Tiburon, and San Pablo Bay. The summit of King Mountain above the town of Larkspur could soon become public open space. The Marin County Open Space District Board of Directors will vote on Tuesday on adding the 161-acre summit, which will connect to surrounding properties of the existing preserve. The acquisition would be funded by the Shelby Colum Davis Charitable Fund and completed through the Marin Open Space Trust, which would donate the property to the district. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.